Blog Talk Radio.
Well, thank you all for taking your time out of your busy schedule on this Sunday. Beautiful Sunday day. It was nice and pretty. I think we'll have a little cold front coming in. But I wanted to tell you about angels. I think they either are given or made or sent on barter. Today we have an angel who is helping those in need. And there are going to be some who are going to be needing more than others. And there will be a reason and opportunity for others to be able to help support each other. I want to just say thank you for being on the show. This is the Dave Emanuel Show, and he's going to be talking about the food banks and the co-ops around, the city of Atlanta, and give hunger the boot. Hopefully we'll have beer, Allison Wilkerson, but one of the angels is named Laura. Welcome, everyone. But most important thing is I appreciate the friendship and the leadership of Dave Emanuel. Please help me introduce him and welcome him to his own show. Hello and welcome.
Thank you, Tom.
Mr.
Thank you. Good to be here. Tonight, our guest is Laura Drake, who is the executive director of the Southeast Gwinnett Co-op. Laura is going to be talking about the ways in which the co-op helps people right here in our own community and some of the challenges that it faces. Welcome to All About Gwinnett, Laura.
Thank you, Dave.
Welcome, Laura.
How are you doing this evening?
I am doing good. I'm nervous, you know that, about talking on the show, but I am glad to be here.
Well, I know. We've been trying to work with Laura because she's so shy.
Oh,
we're trying to get her to come out of her shell.
And you're doing wonderful things. Thank you so much for being on the show. And we're not going to make you, feel uncomfortable. I mean, if you feel like you want to get into a closet space, do that. But you're on your own show. We don't have 1,000 people looking at you. Thank you so much for what you're doing.
Only a few hundred.
Thank
so.
You.
But and just
think,
if you stop talking, I'm going to start. So you know where that can lead to.
We do.
Okay. All right. Let's get to some of the things we want to talk about, and that's food co-ops. Now we have food co-ops all over the state, and each co-op serves different areas. How are those areas determined, and what areas does the Southeast Gwinnett Co-op serve?
Well, there are a lot of service providers in the state of Georgia, and I, outside truly of Atlanta and Gwinnett County, I'm not an expert in that, but I can speak about Gwinnett County. We have what's called, I call it the Cooperative Ministry Network. There's six co-ops in Gwinnett County. They are located in Norcross, Lawrenceville, Duluth, Lilburn, North Gwinnett, and of course South Gwinnett is us. There's other service providers as well in the county, but the cooperative ministry system, we work together. I call us cousins, I guess, so to speak. And how that works is if you're needing assistance, then you go to the co-op in the zip code where you live. So for Southeast Gwinnett, our co-op serves Grayson 30017, Snellville 30078 and 30039, and Loganville 30052. Let's say that we open our doors and we have someone that comes in and they have a Lawrenceville zip code, then we'll give them the information for Lawrenceville and they'll go to Lawrenceville and vice versa.
Okay. Now, the Southeast Co-op has really made an impact on the communities it serves, and a large part of that is the fact, in my estimation, that you're not building a dependency lifestyle. What you're providing is a bridge from being in need to independence. And comments I've received show me that some people just don't understand that, and have a misconception about what the co-op does and how it works. Can you give us some insight into the co-op's process when you receive a request for assistance?
I can, and I think a lot, I think long and hard about what we do, and it's so much more than meets the eye. It is a challenge to truly help people. So we want the best for folks in our communities, and for the co-op to truly serve others and make a positive impact in their lives. It first begins for us with understanding who we ourselves are and who we are serving. The co-op was formed 25 years ago to act as the benevolent arm of the local church in the Southeast Gwinnett area. And the heart of our mission statement declares that our purpose is to glorify the Lord through reaching out to people. So therefore, the bottom line for us is, I mean, really, we don't serve man, but we serve the Lord. But by serving the Lord, man receives the beautiful benefit of that. And our service to God is in the caring for and compassion that we offer to folks that come in the door. Our motto, we satisfy two hungers. And we know that physical needs are so critical. I mean, you have to have that to sustain life. But when they're met through the caring hands of others, it truly points to an even greater need for hope and security and encouragement and love, and that is our true mission. So that's my co-op 101, more than meets the eye speech. So now I'll tell you for a day-to-day basis. So for us, we know that we represent the Lord to the community, and we know that the Lord has integrity and he's a God of order, and so we strive to shine his light. So everything we do, we want to make sure positively reflects on that. So what we do, each and every person that comes through the door, I wish there was a one-size-fits-all formula to help everybody, but every person that comes through the door of the co-op, they're individual. They have their own story. They have their own circumstances, their own hopes, their own dreams, and frankly, their own baggage for that matter. I'm not arrogant enough to think that I can solve or fix anybody's problem. I'm still waiting for somebody to fix me, for that matter. But there are certain basics that there are certain basics that we strive for. We have been given the resources by God to help folks journey through this experience called life. Really, I can't journey with you beyond where you are willing to take yourself. And sometimes a no is a yes. When there are behaviors that are destructive or damaging to oneself, we actually experienced this on Friday in a heartbreaking way. There's a woman who's homeless, and she needs help beyond what we can provide. And we really have spent a lot of time talking to her and just trying to love on her, as well as other folks in the community, other ministries. But there comes a point where you just have to turn her over to the Lord and just wait until if and when he calls us to enter back into her situation. So it's hard, but anything further that we did for her would not be helping her, if that makes sense. In other cases, we understand that, let's say, for the widow who's on a limited income or the single mom with a limited education, and or the felon, for that matter, who in a previous time and place did stupid things, and now he can't find a job that pays enough to provide for his family. We just have to be discerning and follow what the Lord shows us. I sometimes joke around and say it would just be so much easier if we could just almost be like a vending machine and somebody puts the quarter in and this is what you get out, but that's not who we are or why we're here. And I guess I'll just say on our best days, it's my hope and prayer that when I lay my head down at night, I can feel the Lord say to me, well done, good and faithful servant. But I will say this, on our not so good days when we are overwhelmed or perhaps even just over it, trust me that God makes sure that there is a renewed reminder of how we are to conduct ourselves. We are held to a high level of integrity. But I guess I'll say I'm grateful for that discipline because, as I said before, we're here to serve the Lord and to reflect his light. So, that's my long answer to that question.
Okay. Now, what a lot of the misconception that I see is that a lot of people don't understand that a person isn't necessarily destitute. Some of the people you help,
right.
and you've said the person sitting next to you at the traffic light could be one of your clients. And it's not so much a matter of, I'm not working, I don't want to work, I'm looking for a free ride. Those aren't the people you help.
No, no.
You help the people.
Right. And you take a group of 100 people, you're going to get all kinds of personalities. So I will say this. I worked at the Lawrenceville Co-op for years until the Lord had called me down here to Snellville, which is my home. I live in Snellville. And in Lawrenceville, it was different in Lawrenceville. There's more, I will say, poverty in that part of the county, and there's true homeless in that part of the county. They get, many homeless every week that they're open, true homeless, living in the woods. Down here, when I first came down to this part of the county, it was hard for me for a while, and I really had to pray through it, but God really opened my eyes and deepened my insight into that, a family in crisis on the edge, when the recession hit is when I first came down, and it was hard. It was really hard, but I'll tell you what hit home with me. Is when I started working down here, and now, of course, I'm serving several residents, and I think it was about the first month, this man comes in, and I recognized the name because his baby girl was in my baby girl's class, and so it just broke my heart because I had no idea. The kindest, sweetest man with the sweetest smile you've ever seen, and he had lost his job and was just struggling to make ends meet. I think his wife was a bus driver. She had taken a job as a bus driver, but it just really impacted me deeply that, I didn't know this little girl looked like any other little girl, but I'll tell you this story. We had a single dad that was coming to us for a while, and he had a kid in a local middle school, and he was coming to the co-op, and they were about to lose their home. He had lost his job. And so he said, I asked how his little girl was doing, and he said, I sent her off to school this morning smiling, but she didn't know the world was falling apart. And it just broke my heart, and, it just made me love him and want the best for him because he wanted the best for his child.
Okay. Now, can people get assistance from the co-op if they're getting assistance elsewhere?
That is a good question, Dave Emanuel. Yes, yes, and yes. As long as, and I guess I'll say as a matter of fact, we encourage it, but as long as folks are on an appropriate journey where they are striving to improve their situation, we encourage that. I want to know when you come in there that you're striving to improve, that you are turning over every stone out there. You're giving it your all, that gets us excited, and we want to join you in that battle to achieve your very best. I will just say this. If someone comes in, and when people come in and we sit down with them and we just talk to them, it's, The paperwork we fill out is more just a conversational piece. Like I said, everybody is different. And we just want to talk to you and see what your situation is and how are you getting by and what are your needs and what can we do to walk alongside of you. And it's often at that point where we realize, this person, this is someone that really is going to be okay. They're in a little bit of a gap here. Or this person can be okay with some additional life skill training, or this person has just given up and they need some encouragement to be their best. But for instance, when you come in and we sit down with you and we talk about, okay, how much money do you have coming in and how much money do you have going out? It doesn't even have to be smart, but it just has to make sense to me. So if you're coming to us And let's say you're only coming once a year when you think that you'll be able to get help with the utility bill. But let's say after we sit with you, we see that you're not making enough money to pay your bills. You don't get food stamps, yet we don't see you for food. You only come once a year for money. So for me, that's just, you know, a conversation starter to say, okay, if you're not making ends meet here, either I don't know the whole story, something's missing here, you have more income than you're telling me, you know, I expect to see you in here every month to get food, because if you will come in here, we give about $125 to $150 worth of groceries each month to a family of four, about average, sometimes more, sometimes less, depending on what we have. But that's money in your pocket that you're not having to spend each month that you could put aside towards getting yourself in a better position. So, yes, we want people to do everything that they can. If someone is in there, you know, if they're in there giving their all, you know, it's just like, yeah, you want to cheer them on, you want to help them. But we expect people to be responsible, and we expect people when they come to tell us the truth. We require very little, just the truth. So.
Okay.
All right, let me ask one quick question. And excuse me, and didn't interrupt you, Dave. How can people who you're helping help themselves and help the co-op by volunteering?
Of course. I will tell you this. We're just like a big family. We have such a relationship with the people that we serve. We love them. And when my mother died, I'll just never forget at her funeral, there were folks that we started at the co-op that came, and it just really hit me, you know, this is love. This is what love does, you know. We're just together. The folks that come to us, again, you know, if we perceive a need outside of what we can assist with, we're real connected, very connected, actually, through the county and beyond to other organizations. And we will do everything within our power to help you get on your feet and to get to where you can be. Again, I will say there's some people that we know we're going to serve until they leave this earth because they either have a mental illness, can't hold down a job for that reason or whatever. You know, that's the discernment that God gives us. That's why I have to stay so connected to the Lord to be able to even do this and do it right, hopefully come near to doing it right through Him, because it is it's just really a job of discernment, I guess, at the end of the day, what God has called me to. But I will say this, we have had folks come, they help us, they, you know, folks will come and say, okay, well, I know something about plumbing or I know something about this. I even had a lady the other day, we were out of paper towels in the bathroom. You have to have this little key. I was trying to find the key to get it changed, and it was controlled chaos in there like usual. And she said, honey, you just go get the key. I'll do this for you, you know, and so we just kind of all get in there together. We have another lady, Miss Dorothy, who I love with all my heart. Her gift is that she crochets, and just the sweetest, gentlest thing. So she makes hand warmers for our older clients and brings them when she comes to get her food, because she, too, is a client. And the other day, she happened to be in there, and then there was another elderly lady in there who's about to start chemo, and this little, the second lady, they're both named Dorothy, oddly enough. It makes it hard to tell the story, but you'll just have to keep up. So the one Dorothy, she was in her little wheelchair, and I was just talking to her, and I just sensed, you know, her little eyes misted over, and just really broke my heart. She was scared, and she needed to know she was loved, and it just so happened that the crocheting Dorothy was there, and I wanted her to experience what her love could do for another person. And so I said, come up here and give her, put those on her hands yourself. And they just had a little moment together, and it was just beautiful. I mean, that's just what community is. It's just an authentic place to be loved and to love others. And you just got to come see it. I can't put it into words, really. Though, I guess it doesn't stop me from trying right there.
Hold on. Dave, you got your competition on. Is this Mayor Wilkerson?
Good evening.
Uh-oh.
How are y'all?
Good evening. How are you? We're good.
I'm good.
Hey, y'all.
Allison, you'll be real proud of me because I got Laura to come out of her shell and talk.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, I've been sitting here thinking the fact that I am probably one of Laura's biggest cheerleaders is just the funniest part of hearing her tell stories because I kind of tell them the same way. To go around the world to get to the end, it's awesome. I love to hear her tell stories.
I don't even remember what Dave asked me.
I told Dave, I called him Junior. I don't know who his name is. But, ladies and gentlemen, this is Mayor of Grayson. And she and Dave have worked together and apart, like Laura, you know, the Southeast Co-op, the co-op for the food bank. But the most important thing is we all try to help each other. And if we can't help each other, we can't help ourselves. I'm sitting there tearing up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
This woman,
well,
she can't even talk. So
I'll get you over that, Tom.
Okay, well, I don't know.
Laura's got some great stories about people who were clients and got back on their feet, and
yeah.
I don't want to say any more than that. I want Laura to tell the story.
I will tell the story. It's been years ago. There was a mama that came in. Her name's Natasha, and her husband had lost his job. It was during the recession. It was, I guess, around 2009, around in there. And so we helped them for a period of time, and I would say it was probably about 2 years later, we get a check in the mail for $2,000. They wanted to give back, and of course, I cried like a baby, and then put it in the bank. joyful. That just it's just those little moments that God just encourages, you know. When we have days like Friday that were so hard, then God says, yes, it's worth it. Keep going, you know, keep going. Keep going. And don't ever try to outrun when you're called by the Lord. Don't ever try to outrun Jesus because he's got some good sneakers on. He'll catch up with you and put you right back where he's supposed to be. So,
amen.
But it's you know, I love what I do, but it's a heavy call, but I love it with all my heart.
Well, and you do an excellent job, and I think stories like that where somebody needs help, and again, the co-op provides a bridge. They get back on their feet. And I think it shows how much they really appreciate it when they get in a position that they can make a donation and they are very generous in the one that they make.
Yes.
One of the other things that the co-op does is it provides some other types of assistance to help people get back on solid ground and maybe get a little bit better chance of getting a job. Tell us about that.
Well, we had launched last year resume writing and interviewing, I guess I call it a workshop. We were not only trying to target folks that were already in need of our services, but it was our hope that we could tap into that part of the population that were struggling and try to help them before they got to where they needed to come to us. So we had two volunteers that was their passion, true passion, and did a great job at it. And we had several people that gained employment from it. But it was an interesting thing. We had some frustration in rolling it out bigger. And I really had to stop and just kind of pray over it and just say, I think that, you know, the next thing God is going to show us is, like our branding of what we do, if that makes sense, is more of an emergency relief. But we want to help the whole person to be able to, you know, improve your situation, not, you know, if you're not at the point of needness yet. But we still offer that resume and interviewing. It's on an appointment basis. So we have a man named Fred, shout out to Fred, if anybody's out there that needs to hire a very kind gentleman that was in sales. I think it was outside sales. He's coming in on Wednesday, and William Miller is going to help him with his resume. So, hopefully that will make a big difference in his life, and he'll be able to get employment again real soon. Just a super guy, super dad, just a great guy. I really enjoyed meeting him. I have a lot of dreams, and sometimes I just try to make sure that I'm not running ahead of where the Lord has us. But one passion that I really would love to see come to fruition, it just hasn't been the right time yet, because, you know, we serve so many single moms, so many, is a lot of single dads for that matter, and they have these children that are taking these classes with math that looks like, I mean, Common Core math. My kid is in middle school, and I can't help her with her homework, but these mamas can't afford a tutor, and they need that help. And I think about this next generation, and I know education and good job is a way out of poverty, and I'm just prayerful that soon God will open up that door where we can provide tutoring for them. And then also, for that matter, I would love to see a GED prep class, and, you know, that's an investment in someone's future. Again, we want to expand our reach to be, what we do now is more of triage. I would love to expand it into, I would say, horizons, you know, the future and you know, but always still doing triage, because that's why we're here.
Well, good. And I think what we want to do, too.
Taking a break. This show is brought to you by Aretha Franklin.
Okay.
We got troubled waters, don't we? Allison, Dave, Laura, thank you for what you're doing.
Well, thank you. One thing I think we need to get to is to let Laura tell people how they can get in touch with the co-op if they need assistance or know somebody.
Yeah, so how can people, first off, go through the process, Laura? Allison, thank you for what you're doing. Dave, thank you so much.
Yes.
And tell people how they can get assistance. How can they become, you know, not just, you know, a detriment, but to be an asset to the co-op, please.
Yes. Well, first of all, I don't want to end without just saying how grateful we are to the mayor and to the city of Grayson. They just have opened their arms to us, and just, we couldn't have asked. The first day we opened, they were there with flowers, and they've been there ever since. If folks want to know anything about us, they can go to our website, which is www.segwinnettcoop.org. It has in there information on if you're seeking assistance. It has information on there if you want to donate, if you want to volunteer, our special programs that we have, and other information. So that's the best place to go. But if you're a resident of Snellville, Grayson, or Loganville, and you live in Gwinnett County and you're struggling, just come see us. Go on the website, and it'll have our hours. But you just need to bring a current piece of mail in your name showing you at your address, that's current, meaning dated in the last 30 days, and we'll just sit down with you and talk to you and love on you and laugh with you and cry with you and offer you prayer, and then we'll be able to give you about a week and a half worth of food. And then we also help with utility and prescription as well. That requires a little bit more documentation and paperwork, but basically I'll give you the overview. It's $150 in a 12-month period towards a gas, water, or electric. And then we can help $75 towards prescriptions, but that's non-narcotic, non-controlled substance. But, yeah, we we would love, we love when folks come to visit or to be served, to serve. And we have volunteer orientation coming up next Tuesday. You can go onto our website as well and sign up for that. So we need hands and feet and hearts and everything else.
That's the challenge. Dave, go get him.
Well, we're trying. We're trying. And I just want to remind everybody that one of the things that the city of Snellville and the city of Grayson do is engage in a challenge to see who can raise the most donations for the co-op. We do that in January because January is one of the worst months for the co-op getting donations. People give through the holiday season and then forget about it. But unfortunately for a lot of people, hunger is a 24/7, 365 proposition. So the need goes on, and we try to do this in January to help the co-op keep its shelves full. So
and
we
the kids have been out of school for the kids have been home from school during the Christmas break, and so the food's gone faster. A lot of the kids that get free and reduced, their main meal is at school now. They've eaten at home, and so the request for food goes up. If we get a winter storm, then you just know in a couple weeks we're going to be slammed because people are going to have a diminished paycheck. So any little thing can make our need go up. So we encourage folks to remember us and to give consistently so that we can make sure we never have to turn anybody away for lack of resources.
Now, Mayor Allison, what is your contact information?
I can be reached at awilkerson@cityofgrayson.org.
Dave, give your contact information.
D. Emanuel. That's E-M-A-N-U-E-L. First letter D, obviously, for Dave Emanuel. And there's no period or underscore between the D and the E of Emanuel. Just D. Emanuel at snellville.org or 770-262-2115.
Well, I want to say thank you so much because we're out of time. But for those who are, you know, taking, opportunity and an advantage of a bridge over troubled water, that's pretty much what I want to say. It's not you're going to have to expose yourself for troubled water for the rest of your life, but it's just a bridge you got to cross. And I want to say thank you so much. But those who are, getting to the other side, do something what you can. If you have a craft, provide it. Give a gift as you can. Just like the young man who gave that $2,000 to Mayor Allison. Thing is, we all have to learn to understand. We fall down. We got to learn how to stand up again. Isn't that right, Dave?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And that's one of the things the co-op does really, really well is help people. And even if there's not a need that the co-op can help with directly, because there are sometimes other needs, the people at the co-op can point the person in the right direction to get help.
Employment opportunities sometimes come through volunteering. Isn't that right, Mayor Allison?
It does. We're Laura hit on this, and I just want to emphasize how excited we are that the co-op chose Grayson to be their home and how we want everyone to welcome them into the community and to realize that we are a vital part of what Laura does. We all are, because she needs us as much as we need her.
Yeah.
Wow. Now let me ask Laura before I hang up. Laura.
Okay.
You were spectacular in your little turtle shell shyness. You have, listen, you raised a hair of an ear. and God bless you. Amen. And what my mom used to always say is, let go, let God. But sometimes we can't let God, be burdened with something that we can do together. And what we're trying to do tonight is work together without God. And because he has given us the abilities and the talents.
Yes.
To help others. Now, yes, it's for those, what my daddy would say, is some people you can't help. Dave was amen on that one. But the thing is,
I think I'm talking to one of them right now.
I'm not sure. Well,
don't make me have to start singing. Don't make me have to start singing.
Well, one thing we can give everybody is love, regardless.
That's it.
That's just a common denominator. Even if someone's not acting right, those are usually the people who need the most love and get the least. So that's what
mm-hmm.
we can do.
Now she's talking to me. But anyway, thank you all so much for being on the show. And if you have any merchants, do you have any drop-off boxes? I mean, how can people who are, you know, doing well, and after they hear your show, how can they, you know, become? Here's the thing I try to tell people all the time as a merchant banker is the easier you make for people, the more money you make, the easier you make for people to give and contribute is the more, you know, contributions you will get. Are there any restaurants, stores, or locations for them to drop off canned food or whatever?
Yes. Well, we have the City Hall of Snellville and the City Hall of Grayson are places you can drop off. You can also drop off at Snellville Public Works, which is located in Briscoe Park. And there are a couple of businesses around town that have financial boxes, and some of the banks, United Community Bank has one, Brand Bank and Trust has one, and Fast
Signs. And most every church in Snellville and Grayson as well.
So
it's really easy.
If you're going to buy some baked beans, buy two of them, right?
Well, that would be great, but we would prefer dried beans. We need dried beans so bad. Dried beans, fruit, and personal care
that
items. That would be awesome. So, but baked beans are good as well.
Okay, what's dried beans?
I'm sure between Dave and I, we can help you out with some of those dried beans tomorrow.
Yay!
Oh, you want dried beans? You say?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I can kiss that.
Well, some folks don't know how to cook them. So we have we're a client choice food pantry. People fill out a menu and we give them what they ask for. So that's another thing. We didn't even get into that, but it's just a joy. It's just a way to honor somebody and to let them know that they matter enough for us to go that extra mile and actually give them something that they will eat. You know, so. But yeah, dried beans and fruit and oatmeal, grits, cereal, all those kind of things. We'll take it all. Just no corn and green beans. Everybody gets corn and green beans. This is your insider tip for food bank donating. But if you've already given corn and green beans, we'll take it. But yeah, everybody gets corn and green beans.
Well, listen, can you all come back and let's do this because it's January. It's going to be February. The most important thing is you got to understand if you have a merchant business in need of media exposure, I'm going to give up portions of my advertising ability to help give hunger the boot. Now, Dave, I think you got your, you know, your mouthpiece out because I think Mayor Allison has already beat you down in December. You want to challenge her? Or what y'all going to do? Let's do a challenge between Snellville and Grayson right now.
We've got one going on.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Yep.
Mayor Allison.
We're bringing our donations tomorrow and then some next week.
Oh, really? All right.
Mm-hmm.
Laura, come watch the fight. I mean, it's like, what is it? George Foreman and Muhammad Ali. But they're doing it for a positive purpose.
Yeah.
Laura,
awesome.
Listen, you and I, listen, I don't think we're going to be selling you know, popcorn and, you know, and cold soda. Mayor Allison, you got a challenge for Dave Emanuel?
Well, you know, we're behind right now. I'll be honest with you. We started this a little late this year, and we're apologizing to Laura for that. But I'm looking forward to our first drop-off tomorrow and seeing Dave about 1 o'clock at the co-op. And we will see next week from Monday. We'll have a winner. We'll be able to tell you which city won again this year about 3 o'clock next Monday. So if you want to see, we would love to have you come join us at the co-op. Of course, we're going to have you sort some beans while you're there. Because
people don't even treat
me
right.
Y'all come visit. We'll put you to work.
Okay. Well, that's what everybody needs to go to work. And love you all so much. And as we're going out, I want y'all just to listen to Aretha Franklin because it is what you all are doing.
Go for it.
Dave, I love you, brother. Y'all come back anytime.
Thank you.
Okay. And I'll be back next week, and we'll have another great guest. Good night.
Thank y'all so much.
Left town.
Huh?
Hello? Yes.
Who left town? I was going to get you. I said, well, I'm going to leave you alone because you're the first one who called. Happy ass.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Shavis?
That's Aretha.
You don't know who that is, do you?
That's Aretha Franklin. Yes, I do.
At least announce her name right. And if her name Aretha. Is not Aletha.
I said Aretha.
Okay. Not Aletha.
I didn't say Aletha. Aretha Franklin.
Look at you. Did you get that information?
Yes, I did. Yes,
I
did.
Mayor, they got two mayors.
Two of them.
Huh?
They getting a challenge up in there on that show, wasn't it? It did. Talk about Dave Emanuel. get on in there, Daisy. Hold on now, Tom. Hold up, Tom.
Yeah, I'm doing a challenge. I was so damn close calling you on, but I'm like,
I'm not ringing my bell.
I didn't want to do it, cuz I love you.
Uh-huh.